We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're learning the laws of Maaser Ksafim, giving a tithe from one's money. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Vika Bat Velvel Vicharna. We're concluding the 19th chapter, and the Chafetz Chaim is going to end with a point that's very important, but you have to hold your breaths for the next chapter, because he will elaborate on this point. And that is the idea of giving a fifth, meaning the idea that Chazal instituted we should give a tithe. But there are scenarios, either if a person wants to be extra pious, or other scenarios, as we will see, where a person can give a tithe twice. He can end up giving a fifth. I want to explain one point, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's very relevant with regards to tzedakah. Now, I think we read this before we read the long footnote that elaborated on the Rambam's Shita and the Yerushalmi and the sources from the Gemara. We learned the whole footnote here. But I want to go back to the point which we started with, which brought us to the footnote, to recap, so to speak. What's the Chafetz Chaim's bottom line? Because in the footnote, he went into all the logic behind his bottom line. But he says, bottom line, some say that the idea of giving a fifth, that that's, if you want to be extra pious, that's assuming you don't have a neighbor who's hungry for bread. That's assuming you don't know of people in your neighborhood who are hungry, or people who need clothing or blankets. But if you know that in the city there are widows, there are orphans, there are people who are really in dire need, they can't really help themselves. And I can tell you guys, today it's not as much the widows and orphans, even though sometimes they are in need. Today it's the battered women. It's the divorced women. It's the women whose husbands ran away. It's women in certain scenarios. It's Olim Chadashim. We had a guy who came to class here about 6 years ago. After class, I started talking to him. I discovered his kids are sleeping on the floor. Winter, cold. So he said, yeah, they're a little cold. They don't have enough blankets. They don't have heat. The guy was learning here. He would come by foot. He's collecting clothing from the garbage bins. He made aliyah from Africa, and he was trying to make do slowly but surely. So yeah, there are stories like that. People who are hungry, people who don't have clothing, people who don't have enough garments to cover themselves. And in such a scenario, if you ask yourself, you tell yourself, wait a second, so Chazal only wanted me to give a tenth of my profit? So then the Chafetz Chaim says, no, there's an opinion that says, if you are aware of people in your community that really need right now, then Chazal didn't limit you to a tenth. Chazal obligated you up to a fifth of your assets. And that seems to be the opinion of the Gra. That's assuming you can afford it. Meaning very often a person can't afford to give a fifth. So if you can afford it, then you can't say, well, I did my tithe. They're hungry, so you got to give more than a tithe. They're freezing. You got to give more than a tithe. If you can afford it, so then the Chafetz Chaim says you have to give up to a fifth. Now, you understand that this really needs a lot of definition. What does that mean, afford it? Do I really need life insurance? Yes. Do I really need medical insurance? Yes. Do I really need three cars? Probably not. You understand, what does it mean, can afford it? If I afford it, then I won't be able to go to the Bahamas this winter. So for most people, going to the Bahamas is not a necessity, so they can afford it. But you understand there's going to be a lot of gray area here. But at any rate, he says, assuming you can afford it, then it's obligatory to give up to a fifth when we're aware of people who really need. But you don't have to go tight for it. Meaning, sometimes a person can say, yeah, I could only eat bread this week. Then I'll be able to afford it. I could, tell my kids we're going to walk to school every day, save on gas. I'll wake up at 5 o'clock every morning, and we'll take an hour-long jog, and if I skimp here and I skimp there, I'll kill myself, I'll be able to do it for the kids, to have that money. No, you don't have to push yourself. Meaning, within your normal lifestyle, if you can afford it, that's called a situation that you can afford it. And then, if there's someone that really needs, then one is obligated up to a fifth. If a person's going to live a slightly tighter life in order to be able to afford it, then he obviously gets a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah. If a person is going to say, I'll skimp on my budget a little bit, I'll have less meat this week, or I'll have less meat on whatever, on I'll find ways to skimp in order to be able to afford it. That is a mitzvah, but that's not obligatory. So that was the bottom line from the whole discussion we've had the last few classes, where the Chafetz Chaim built up from the sources this idea that the fifth is only a midat chasidut. It's only a level of piety when you don't know if people in your neighborhood who really need. But if there are people in your neighborhood that really need, then if you can afford it, he's pushing the opinion that says it's obligatory.
How broadly would you define your neighborhood?
That's a good question.